mathematicians won the war. Mathematicians broke the Japanese codes and built the A-bomb. Mathematicians like you.
The stated goal of the Soviets is global communism.
In medicine or economics, in technology or space, battle lines are being drawn.
To triumph, we need results. Publishable, applicable results. Now, who among you will be the next Morse? The next Einstein? Who among you will be the vanguard of democracy, freedom, and discovery? Today, we bequeath America's future into your able hands. Welcome to Princeton, gentlemen.
It's not enough Hansen won the Carnegie Scholarship.
No, he has to have it all for himself. It's the first time the Carnegie Prize has been split, hence it's all bent.
He's got his sights set on Wheeler Lab, the new military think tank at MIT.
Well, they're only picking one this year.
Well, Hansen's used to being picked first.
Oh, yeah, he's wasted on men.
He should be running for president.
There could be a mathematical explanation for how bad your tie is.
Thank you. Nielsen, symbol cryptography.
Niels here broke a Jap code, helped rid the world of fascism.
Well, at least that's what he tells the girls, eh, Niels?
Name's Bender, atomic physics. And you are?
Am I late?
Yes, Mr. Zoll.
Good. Hi. Saul, Richard Saul.
Well, the burden of genius.
There he is.
So many supplicants and so little time. Mr. Saul?
How are you, sir?
Bender.
See you. Congratulations, Mr. Hansen.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take another.
Excuse me?
A thousand pardons. I simply assumed you were the waiter.
Play nice, Hansen.
Nice is not Hansen's strong suit.
An honest mistake. Well, Martin Hansen. It is Martin, isn't it?
Well, yes, John, it is.
I imagine you're getting quite used to miscalculation. I've read your preprints. Both of them. One on Nazi ciphers and the other one on nonlinear equation. And I am supremely confident that there is not a single seminal or innovative idea in either one of them. Enjoy your punch.
Gentlemen, meet John Nash, the mysterious West Virginia genius, the other winner of the Distinguished Carnegie Scholarship.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
The prodigal roommate arrives.
Roommate?
Oh, God, no. Did you know that having a hangover is not having enough water in your body to run your Krebs cycle? Which is exactly what happens to you when you're dying of thirst. So, dying of thirst would probably feel pretty much like the hangover that finally bloody kills you. John Nash.
Hello.
Charles Herman. Pleased to meet you. It's official. I'm almost human again. Officer, I saw the driver who hit me. His name was Johnny Walker. Well, I got in last night in time for English department cocktails. Cock was mine. The tail belonged to a particularly lovely young thing with a passion for D.H. Lawrence. You're not easily distracted, are you?
I'm here to work.
Oh, you right, I see. Crikey. Is my roommate a dick? If we can't break the ice, how about we drown it? So what's your story? You the poor kid that never got to go to Exeter or Andover.
Despite my privileged upbringing, I'm actually quite well balanced. I have a chip on both shoulders.
Maybe you're just better with the old integers than you are with people.
My first grade teacher, she told me that I was born with two helpings of brain, but only half a helping of heart.
Wow, she sounds lovely.
But the truth is that I don't like people much. And they don't much like me.
But why? With all your obvious wit and charm. Seriously, John. Mathematics? Mathematics is never going to lead you to a higher truth. And you know why? Because it's boring.
It's really boring. You know, half these schoolboys are already published. I cannot waste time with these classes and these books. Memorizing the weak assumptions of lesser mortals. I need to look through to the governing dynamics. Find a truly original idea. That's the only way I'll ever distinguish myself. It's the only way that I'll ever...
Massive.
Yes. All right, who's next?
All right, played enough go for one day.
I hate this kind
of... Coward, what? All of you. None of you rise to meet my challenge? Come on, Bender. Whoever wins, Saul does his laundry all semester.
Does that seem unfair to anyone else?
Not at all.
Look at him.
Ash, taking a reverse constitutional.
I'm hoping to extract an algorithm to define their movement.
Oh. So cool.
Hey, Nash, I thought you dropped out. You ever gonna go to class, or...
Classes will dull your mind. Destroy the potential for authentic creativity.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Nash is gonna stun us all with his genius. Which is another way of saying he doesn't have the nerve to compete. You scared?
Terrified. Mortified. Petrified. Stupefied by you. No starch. Pressed and folded.
Let me ask you something, John.
Be my guest, Martin.
Bender and Saul here correctly completed Alan's proof of Perrault's conjecture.
Adequate work. Without innovation.
Oh, I'm flattered. You find it? Flattered.
And I've got two weapons briefs under security review by the DOD.
Derivative dribble.
But Nash achievements? Zero.
I'm a patient man, Martin. Is there an actual question coming?
What if you never come up with your original idea? Huh? How will it feel when I'm chosen for Wheeler? And you're not? What if you lose?
You should not have won. I had the first move. My play was perfect.
The hubris of the defeated.
The game is flawed.
Gentlemen, the great John Nash.
You've been in here for 2 days.
You know, Hanson's just published another paper. I can't even find a topic for my doctorate.
Well, on the bright side, you've invented window art.
This is a group playing touch football. This is a cluster of pigeons who are fighting over breadcrumbs. And this here is a woman who was chasing a man who stole her purse.
John, you watched a mugging. That's weird.
In competitive behavior, someone always loses.
Well, my niece knows that, John, and she's about this high.
See, if I could derive an equilibrium, a prevalence is a non-singular event where nobody loses. Can you imagine the effect that that would have on conflict scenarios and
negotiations? When did you last eat?
Currency exchange.
You know, food.
You have no respect for cognitive reverie, you know that?
Yes. But pizza. Now, pizza I have enormous respect for. And of course, beer.
I have respect for beer. I have respect for beer.
Good evening, Neil.
Nash.
Ladies.
Who's winning, you or you?
Evening, Nash. Hey, guys. Hey, Nash.
Hey, Nash. Nils is trying to get your attention.
He's just joking.
Oh, no.
Go with God.
Come back, a man.
Fortune favors the brave.
Bombs away.
Gentlemen, might I remind you that my odds of success dramatically improve with each attempt. This is going to be classic. Essentially, we're talking about fluid exchange, right? So could we just go straight to the sex?
Oh, that was sweet. Have a nice night, asshole.
Hey, ladies, wait.
I especially liked the bit about fluid exchange. It was really charming.
Yeah, walk with me, John. I've a minute to talk with you.
The faculty is completing mid-year reviews. We're deciding which placement applications to support.
Wheeler, sir. That would be my first choice. I don't have a second choice. I don't really have
your fellows have attended classes. They've written papers. They've published.
Oh, I'm still searching, sir.
For your original idea. Yes,
governing dynamics, sir.
Yes, it's very clever, John, but I'm afraid it's just not nearly good enough.
I've been working on manifold embedding. My bargaining strategies are starting to show some promise. If you could just arrange another meeting, if you'd be kind enough, with Professor Einstein. I've repeatedly asked you for that, sir.
Now, John...
I'll be able to show him.
John.
My revisions on his...
John. Do you see what they're doing in there?
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Professor.
Thank you.
It's the pens. Reserved for a member of the department that makes the achievement of a lifetime. Now, what do you see, John?
Perfectness.
Well, try saying accomplishment.
Is there a difference?
John! You haven't focused. I'm sorry, but up to this point, your record doesn't warrant any placement at all. Good day.
Let's go out.
John, I can't keep staring at his face.
John, I'll do it
anyway. Got to face the wall.
You want to do some damage? That's
fine. Read their books.
Don't mess with their classes. Come on.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
John, do it.
Don't mess around.
Bust your head.
Go on.
Bust that.
What?
Why don't
you? God damn it, Charles. What the hell is your problem?
It's not my problem. And it's not your problem. It's their problem. Your answer isn't face the wall. It's out there where you've been working. Heavy. That Isaac Newton fellow was right.
He was on some
clever boy.
Don't worry, it's mine.
Oh, come and get it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Incoming, gentlemen.
Aye, aye, aye. Deep breaths.
Nash, you might want to stop shuffling your papers for 5 seconds.
I will not buy you gentlemen beer.
Oh, we're not here for beer, my friend.
Oh. Does anyone else feel she should be moving in slow motion?
Will she want a large wedding, you think?
Should we say swords, gentlemen? Pistols at dawn?
Have you remembered nothing? Recall the lessons of Adam Smith, the father of modern economics.
In competition, individual ambition serves the common good.
Exactly.
Every man for himself, gentlemen.
Yeah, and those who strike out are stuck with their friends.
Man, I'm not going to strike out.
You can lead a blonde to water, but you can't make a drink.
I don't think you said that.
All right, nobody move. She's looking over there. Right, she's looking at Nash.
Oh, God. All right, he may have the upper hand now, but wait until he opens his mouth.
Do you remember the last time?
Oh, yeah, that was in the history books.
Adam Smith needs revision.
What are you talking about?
If we all go for the blonde. We block each other. Not a single one of us is going to get her. So then we go for her friends. But they will all give us the cold shoulder because nobody likes divorce. But what if no one goes for the blonde? We don't get in each other's way. And we don't insult the other girls. That's the only way we win. That's the only way we all get laid. Adam Smith said, the best result comes from everyone in the group doing what's best for himself, right? That's what he said.
That's right.
Incomplete. Incomplete. Okay? Because the best result would come from everyone in the group doing what's best for himself and the group.
Ash, this is some way for you to get the blonde on your own. You can go to hell.
Governing dynamics, gentlemen. Governing dynamics. Adam Smith.
What's wrong?
Careful, careful.
Thank you.
This flies in the face of 150 years of economic theory.
Yes, I do, sir.
That's rather presumptuous, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mr. Nash, with a breakthrough of this magnitude, I'm confident you will get any placement you like. Wheeler Labs. They'll ask you to recommend two team members. Sills and Frank are excellent choices.
Saul and Bender, sir.
Saul and Bender are extraordinary mathematicians. Has it occurred to you, Mr. Nash, that Saul and Bender might have plans of their own?
Wheeler team leader, Dr. John Nash.
Glad you could come, Doctor.
Hello.
Right this way.
We've been intercepting radio transmissions from Moscow.
Computer can't detect a pattern, but I'm sure it's code.
Why is that, General?
Ever just know something, Dr. Nash?
Constantly.
We've developed several ciphers. If you'd like to review our preliminary data. Doctor?
I need a map.
46-13-08-67-46-90. Starkey Corners, Maine. 48-0301-91-2635. Prairie Portage, Minnesota. These are latitudes and longitudes.
There are at least 10 others.
They appear to be routing orders across the border into the U.S.
Extraordinary. Gentlemen, we need to move on this.
Who's Big Brother?
You've done your country a great service, son. Captain.
Yes, sir.
Accompany Dr. Nash.
Part of the Russians moving, General.
Captain Rogers will escort you to the unrestricted area, Doctor.
Thank you. Dr. Nash, follow me, please.
Homeland of Fenega, huh?
Are they actually taking the word classified out of the dictionary?
Hi, the air conditioning broke again.
Now, how am I supposed to begin here saving the world if I'm melting?
Oh, let's go out to you.
You know, 2 trips to the Pentagon in 4 years.
That's 2 more than we've had.
It gets better, John. Just got our latest scintillating assignment.
You know, the Russians have the H-bomb. The Nazis are repatriating South America. Chinese have a standing army of 2.8 million. I am doing stress tests on the dam.
Hey, look, you made the cover of Fortune again.
Please, not the use of the word you, not we.
That was supposed to be just me.
Oh.
So not only do they rob me of the Fields Medal, now they put me on the cover of Fortune magazine with these hacks, these scholars of trivia.
John, exactly what's the difference between genius and most genius?
Quite a lot.
He's your son. Anyway, you got 10 minutes.
I've always got 10 minutes.
Before your new class?
Can I not get a note from a doctor or something?
You are a doctor, John, and no. But come on, you know the drill. We get these beautiful facilities.
MIT gets America's great minds of today, teaching America's great minds of tomorrow. Poor bastards.
Now have a nice day at school.
Bell's ringing.
Young minds of tomorrow.
Can we leave one open, Professor? It's really hot, sir.
Your comfort comes second to my ability to hear my own voice.
Personally, I think this class will be a waste of your, and what is infinitely worse,
my time. However, here we are, so you may attend or not. You may complete your assignments at your whim. You have begun.
This.
It's extremely hot in here with the windows closed and extremely noisy with them open. So I was wondering if there's any way you could, I don't know, maybe work someplace else for about 45 minutes?
Not a problem.
Thank you so much.
Got a break? Got it. Clean it up a little bit.
As you will find in multivariable calculus, there's often a number of solutions for any given problem.
as I was saying,
this problem here
will take some of you many months to solve. For others among you, it'll take you the term of your natural lives.
Professor Nash.
William Parcher. Big brother. At your service.
What can I do for the Department of Defense? You here to give me a raise?
Let's take a walk. Impressive work at the Pentagon.
Yes, it was.
Oppenheimer used to say genius sees the answer before the question.
You knew Oppenheimer?
This project was under my supervision.
Which project? That project.
It's not that simple, you know.
Well, you ended the war.
We incinerated 150,000 people in a heartbeat.
And great deeds come at great cost, Mr. Parcher.
Your conviction, it turns out, is a luxury of those on the sidelines, Mr. Nash.
I'll try and keep that in mind.
So, John, no family, no close friends. Why is that?
I like to think it's because I'm a lone wolf. But mainly it's because people don't like me.
Well, there are certain endeavors where your lack of personal connection would be considered an advantage.
This is a security thing.
They know me.
You ever been here?
We were told during our initial briefing that these warehouses were abandoned.
That's not precisely accurate.
Increasing your security clearance to top secret. Disclosure of secure information can result in imprisonment. Get it?
What operation? Those are a good idea.
This factory is in Berlin. We seized it at the end of the war. Nazi engineers were attempting to build a portable atomic bomb. The Soviets reached this facility before we did, and we lost the damn thing.
The routing orders at the Pentagon. They're about this, weren't they?
The Soviets aren't as unified as people believe. A faction of the Red Army calling itself Novaya Zavabga, the New Freedom, has control of the bomb and intends to detonate it on U.S. soil. Their plan is to incur maximum civilian casualties. Man is capable of as much atrocity as he has imagination. New Freedom has sleeper agents here in the U.S. McCarthy is an idiot, but unfortunately that doesn't make him wrong. New Freedom communicates to its agents through codes embedded in newspapers and magazines. And that's where you come in. You see, John, what distinguishes you is that you are, quite simply, the best natural code breaker I have ever seen.
What exactly is it that you would like me to do?
Commit this list of periodicals to memory. Scan each new issue. Find any hidden codes. Decipher them.
Place your chin on the chin rest.
Stare into the light.
Pulse 88, regular.
Okay. This may be a little uncomfortable.
Oh. It's got a little zap to it, doesn't it? He just implanted a radium diode. Don't worry, it's safe. The isotope decays predictably. As a result, these numbers change over time. They're the access codes to your drop spot.
So what am I now? A spy?
Class today.
Oh, well, I suspect that nobody missed me.
The problem that you left on the board, I solved it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You didn't even look.
I never said that the vector fields are rational functions. The solution is elegant. Though on this particular occasion, ultimately incorrect.
Dinner. You do eat, don't you?
Oh, on occasion, yes. table for one. Prometheus alone chained to the rock with a bird circling overhead, you know how it is. No, I expect that you wouldn't know. If you leave your address in my office, I'll pick you up Friday at 8. And we'll eat. One more thing. Do you have a name, or should I just keep calling you Miss? Governor, may I present?
Miss Alicia Lardy.
How do you do?
Professor, please, you and the governor.
Wait one second, I'm sorry. I want a copy of this first big date and all, but I'm not. So, you boys need to look good. Which is not a state you find yourselves in altogether, naturally. There. Better. Surprising him.
You just keep on surprising him, Professor.
Practice human interaction and social comportment.
Good plan. hope you love me. Be outside.
I'll get champagne.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for that.
No, keep it. I believe in deciding things with a good luck. Do you?
No. I don't believe in luck. But I do believe in assigning value to things.
Some. I once tried to count them all. I actually made it to 4,348.
You are exceptionally odd.
I bet you're very popular with the girls.
A pair of odd ducks, then. An animal, anything.
Okay. An umbrella. much, do you?
I can't talk to you about my work, Lisa.
Tom, you are.
I find that polishing my interactions in order to make them sociable requires a tremendous effort. I have a tendency to expedite information flow by being direct. I often don't get a pleasant result.
Try me.
All right. I find you attractive. Your aggressive moves towards me indicate that you feel the same way. But still, ritual requires we continue in the number of platonic activities before we have sex. I'm proceeding with those activities. But in point of actual fact, all I really want to do is have intercourse with you as soon as possible. You're going to slap me now.
How was that result?
What are you doing?
I'm attempting to isolate pattern reoccurrences within periodicals over time. And you?
You talk funny, Mr. Nash.
Do I know you?
My uncle says you're very smart, but not very nice, so I shouldn't pay no mind if you're mean to me.
And who might your uncle be?
Prodigal roommate returns. My sister got herself killed in the car crash. Not too far, no mercy. That cowboy husband was too drunk to know that he was too drunk to drive, so I took her in.
She's so small.
Well, she's young, John. That's how they come. I'm at Harvard doing the great author's workshop. D.H. Bloody Lawrence.
I really do think you should buy yourself a new book.
Well, I've been reading a lot about you. How are you, Joe?
At first, all my work here was trivial, but a new assignment came up, and I can't really tell you any details.
Top secret? Black bag? Black ops?
Something like that. And,
Yeah.
Well, I met a girl.
No, a human girl.
Homo sapien.
A biped?
Yeah, and contrary to all probability, she finds me attractive on a number of different levels.
God, that's wonderful. Well, there's no accounting for taste, is there?
Should I marry her?
God, right.
I mean, everything's going well. The job is fine. I have enough money. It all seems to add up, but how do you know for sure?
Nothing's ever for sure, John. It's the only sure thing I do know.
Alicia, please don't be angry. I just lost track of time at work. Again. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I didn't have time to wrap it. Happy birthday. If refractive faces of the glass, you see, they create a full wavelength dispersal. So if you look inside it, you can see
every possible color.
Yeah. Remember you said that time God must be a painter because of all the colors at the governor's house? You said that.
I didn't think you were listening.
I was listening. At least it's our release to warrant long-term commitment. So I need some kind of proof, some kind of verifiable empirical data.
Sorry, just give me a moment to redefine my girlish notions of romance. A proof. Verifiable data. Okay. Well, how big is the universe?
Infinite.
How do you know?
I know because all the data indicates it's infinite.
But it hasn't been proven yet.
No.
We haven't seen it.
No.
How do you know for sure?
I don't. I just believe it.
Hmm. It's the same with love, I guess. Now, the part that you don't know is if I want to marry you.
Anybody.
Take the gun!
John? Hi. How are you?
Saul?
Yeah, I talked to Saul. He said you left the office hours ago. Why didn't you call me? Are you all right? Honey? John, please talk to me. Tell me what happened. John, open the door. John, open the door. Let me in. Talk to me. John! Open the door!
John. William, this is not what I signed up for. Every time a car back pass or a door slams,
I understand. Better than you could possibly imagine. You need to calm down, John. Now listen to me. We're closing in on the bomb, in large part due to your work. And don't you think your fear is a small price to pay?
William, my circumstances changed. Alicia's pregnant.
I told you attachments were dangerous. You chose to marry the girl. I did nothing to prevent it. The best way to ensure everybody's safety is for you to continue your work.
Well, I'll just quit.
You won't.
Why would I not?
Because I keep the Russians from knowing you work for us. You quit working for me. I quit working for you.
John, you all right?
John?
Turn it off. Turn off the lights.
Why would you do that? Why would you turn the light on?
What is wrong with you?
You have to go to your sister's. The car at the back. Now you take Commonwealth. No side streets.
John.
Stay where it's crowded.
John, I'm not going anywhere.
When you get to your sister's, you wait for me to call you.
No, I'm not going.
Just get your things.
I'm not leaving.
Stop! Stop it. Please, Alicia. I'll explain when I can.
Thank you.
Wow, someone needed a hug. I saw you on the slate and I thought to myself, how can I miss seeing a guest lecture by the inimitable John Nash? What's wrong?
I got myself into something. I think I might need some help.
Well, now you tell me. What is it?
Professor Nash! Welcome!
After? So, we see that if the zero of the Riemann zeta function corresponds to singularities in space-time, singularities in space-time, then in conventional number theory, it breaks down in the face of relativistic exploration. Sometimes our expectations are betrayed by the numbers. Variables are impossible to assign any rational value.
Professor Nash, let's avoid a scene, shall we?
What do you want?
My name is Rosen, Dr. Rosen. I'm a psychiatrist.
Forgive me if I don't seem persuaded.
I'd like you to come with me, John, just for a chat. It
appears I have no choice.
Easy now. Thorazine takes a little while to wear off. Sorry about the restraints. You've got one hell of a right hook. Where am I? MacArthur Psychiatric Hospital.
I find it highly unlikely. I made a mistake. My work is non-military in application.
Which work is that, John?
I don't know anything.
There's no good in keeping secrets, you know.
tall.
I need to get you involved in this. I'm sorry. Charles? The prodigal roommate revealed. Saw my name on the lecture slate. You lying son of a bitch!
Who are you talking to? Tell me who you save.
I didn't say Charles Harmon, I'm Russian.
I didn't say I'm Russian. There's no one there, John.
He's right there.
Stop. I don't know anything. My name is John Nash. I'm being held against my will. Somebody call the Department of Defense.
John has schizophrenia. People with this disorder are often paranoid.
But his work, he deals with conspiracies, so...
Yes, I know.
In John's world, these behaviors are accepted, encouraged. As such, his illness may have gone untreated far longer than is typical.
What do you mean? How long?
Possibly since graduate school. At least that's when his hallucinations seem to have begun.
What are you talking about? What hallucinations?
One, so far, that I'm aware of. An imaginary roommate named Charles Herman.
Charles isn't imaginary. He and John have been best friends since Princeton.
Have you ever met Charles? Has he ever come to dinner?
He's always in town for so little time, lecturing.
Was he at your wedding?
His speech.
You ever seen a picture of him? Talked to him on the telephone?
This is ridiculous.
I phoned Princeton. According to their housing records, John lived alone. Now, which is more likely, that your husband, a mathematician with no military training, is a government spy fleeing the
You're
Russians?
You're making him sound crazy.
Or that he has lost his grip on reality? Now, the only way I could help him is to show him the difference between what's real and what is in his mind. Come on. What's he been working on?
His work's classified.
He mentioned a supervisor by the name of William Parcher. Maybe Mr. Parcher can clarify things for us, but I can't get to him without clearances.
You want me to help you get the details of my husband's work?
John thinks I'm a Russian spy. Is that what you think?
What did the doctor say?
Is he safe?
I don't know. I want to see what John's been working on.
Alicia, you know you can't go in his office.
You know it's classified, Alicia. Stop. Eyes only.
Top secret, part of the military.
Was he?
Well, it was possible. You know, I mean, directives come down all the time that some of us aren't cleared for. It was possible.
Possible, but not likely. Lately, he'd become so much more agitated, and then when you called...
So, is this all he's been doing every day? Cutting up magazines?
Well, not all...
I've been thinking about it. And I do realize that my behavior and my inability to discuss the situation with you must have appeared insane. Now that you know the choice, I do understand. And I'm truly sorry.
That's okay.
Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Just have to talk quietly. They may be listening. There may be microphones. I'm going to tell you everything now. It's a breaking good protocol, but you need to know. Because you have to help me get out of here. Alicia, I've been doing top secret work for the government. There's a threat that exists of catastrophic proportions. I think the Russians feel my profile is too high. That's why they simply just don't do away with me. They're keeping me here to try to stop me from doing my work. You have to get to Wheeler.
Stop.
You have to find
Stop.
William Parcher. He can
Stop.
Help us. He can help
Stop.
Us.
Stop! 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 I went to Wheeler.
Good.
There's no William
March. Of course there is. That's what I've been working for.
Doing what? Breaking codes? Dropping packages in a secret mailbox for the government to pick up.
How could you know that?
Saul followed you. He thought it was harmless. They've never been opened. It isn't real. There is no conspiracy, John. There is no William Parcher. It's in your mind. Do you understand? Baby, you're sick. You're sick, John. John! John!
Code red. Dr. Rosen, code red. Observation room two. Dr. Rosen, code red. Observation room two.
John?
The implant's gone. I can't find it. It's gone.
Imagine if you had suddenly learned that the people, the places, the moments most important to you were not gone, not dead, but worse, had never been. What kind of hell would that be?
Thank you.
5 times a week for 10 weeks.
John always spoke so fondly of being here at Princeton. And Hanson is running the department now.
So he keeps reminding us.
Yeah. John won't come near the campus, though. I think he's ashamed. Hey.
Hey. Yes. So, Alicia, how are you holding up?
Well, delusions have passed. They're saying with medication and low-stress environment.
I mean, how are you?
I think often what I feel is obligation. Or guilt over wanting to leave. Rage against John, against God, and... But then I look at him and I force myself to see the man that I married, and he becomes that man. He's transformed into someone that I love, and I'm transformed into someone who loves him. Not all the time, but it's enough.
I think John is a very lucky man. Alicia.
So unlucky. This is us.
This is it?
That's nice. Here where I work. John? We have a visitor. Hi. I hope it's okay.
Hey, Chief.
Cigarette?
No, thanks. I quit, actually.
Hello.
Hey, John.
You met Harvey?
John is,
relax, it's okay. There's no point in being nuts if you can't have a little fun.
Jesus Christ, John. You know, I should have known.
Here you go.
So I can take those later.
You're supposed to take them now. Can I bring you something?
I'm okay. So I was in town giving a workshop. I go back tonight. You know, Bender, he really wanted to stop by and you know, see you. You know, say hi.
Is it squeamish?
Yeah.
I suppose I would be too. But alas, I'm stuck with me. I'm trying to solve the Riemann hypothesis.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah?
I figured if I dazzle them, they will have to reinstate me. But it's difficult with medication because it's hard to see the solution.
You know, John, you should go easy. There are other things besides work.
What are they?
Thank you.
What do people do?
Life, John. Activities available. Just had meaning. Try leaving the house. Well, maybe talk to people. Try taking out the garbage. Garbage men don't come at night.
I guess around here they do.
Medication. My mother's gonna keep the baby a little longer tonight. I can get 3 hours of overtime.
Good night.
Good night.
see you, John. It's been a while.
Archer?
Yes, sir.
You're not real!
Of course I am. Don't be ridiculous. I don't think that I would go that way, John. It's time for you to get back to work.
The bomb is in its final position here in the U.S. Knowing your situation requires you keep a low profile, Mohammed. We've brought the mountain to you. Location is somewhere on the eastern seaboard. But we haven't been able to pinpoint its exact position. Their codes have grown increasingly complex. Look at this, John. What? What?
Dr. Rosen said...
Rosen. Quack! Schizophrenic break from reality, right? Psychological bullshit. Look at me, John. John, look at me. Do I look like I'm imagined?
Wheeler has no record of you.
Do you think we list our personnel? John, I'm sorry you had to go through all this. I'm going to a great deal of trouble to get you back. I can restore your status at Wheeler. I can let the world know what you did. But I need you now, soldier.
I was so scared you weren't real.
There's a storm coming. I'm just gonna grab the laundry, okay?
I'll draw his bath.
Bloodstream. When my implant dissolved, I couldn't.
tell you, it's for your own protection. Alicia! No.
Hello, I need Dr. Rosen's office, please.
You've got to stop her, John.
You leave her out of this.
Who are you talking to?
It's not her fault.
John.
She'll compromise us again.
No, she won't.
You'll go back to the hospital.
John, answer me.
Countless people will die.
Alicia, please, put the phone down.
I can't let that happen.
Yes. Hello. Hi, I need Dr. Rosen. Is he in?
I'm sorry, John.
No!
You know what you have to do, Nat. She's too great a risk.
Get away!
I didn't mean to hurt you. Finish her. She knows too much now.
Good job.
You take care of her, you pathetic piece of shit, or I'll take care of you.
John, I'll trust John. Please, do what he says.
Move, soldier. Now.
Uncle John.
John, please. Now!
Mission Charles no closest in the same way. Mission Charles no closest in the same way. Mission Charles no closest in the same way.
Charles is watching her. With Alicia.
I understand.
She never gets old. Marcy can't be real. She never gets old.
See them now?
Yes.
Why did you stop your meds?
Because I couldn't do my work. I couldn't help with the baby. I couldn't respond to my wife. That's better than being crazy.
We'll need to start you on a higher run of insulin shots and a new medication.
No. It has to be another way.
Schizophrenia is degenerative. Some days may be symptom-free, but over time, you are getting worse.
It's a problem. That's all it is. It's a problem with no solution. And that's what I do. I solve problems. That's what I do
this
best.
This isn't math. You can't come up with a formula to change the way you experience the world.
All I have to do is apply my mind.
There's no theorem, no proof. You can't reason your way out of it.
Why not? Why can't I?
Because your mind is where the problem is in the first place.
I can do this. I can work it out. All I need is time. Is that the baby?
Baby's at my mother's, John.
Without treatment, John, the fantasies may take over. Entirely.
Almost ready. Rosen's waiting outside.
I can't go back to that hospital. I won't come home.
He said that if he said that, he has commitment papers for me to sign.
Well, maybe you won't sign them. Maybe you'll just give me some time. And I will try to figure this out. Whatever you do, Rosen is right about one thing. You shouldn't be here. I'm not safe anymore.
Would you hurt me, John?
I don't know. Maybe you should let Dr. Rosen drive you to your mother.
I need to believe that something extraordinary is possible.
Savior complex takes on a completely different form.
I heard what happened, and I wanted to write, and I tried Jim MacArthur's, but you left, and I just...
This is Hellinger's old office.
Yeah. Yeah, I stole it from him.
Seems that you won after all, Martin.
They were wrong, John. No one wins. Please, please, have a seat.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
What brings you back to Princeton?
John. John, I'm sorry, but you have to tell him. Tell him you're a genius. You're a genius, John! Tell him your work is critical. John, please!
Is there any chance that you could ignore what I just did?
Of course. What are old friends for?
Is that what we are, Martin? Friends?
John, of course. Of course, we always have been.
Alicia and I think that... that fitting in, being part of a community... might do me some good. At a certain level of attachment, familiar places, familiar people... might help me, elbow out these certain delusions that I have. It's a lot to ask, and now that I'm here, I'm quite certain that you would just say no. But I was wondering if I could hang around.
Will you be needing an office?
No. Well, I could just work out of the library.
Well, this guy tries to wander into the library, but he doesn't have ID.
Why can't people read their memos, huh?
Then he goes totally nuts.
Is this what you are, soldier? Some useless tool? The local madman?
I'm no soldier.
You're gonna end up in a cell! Old, worthless, discarded!
There's no mission.
And while you rock and drool, the world will burn to ashes!
You are not real! You are not real!
You're still talking to me, soldier!
There's no mission! I'm not a soldier!
John? John?
Hey, John, John, it's okay. I just heard what happened. I'm sorry, John.
I'm not a soldier.
John, hey, Nash. Nash, hey. Hey, you all right? Nash, Nash, hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, great John, man!
John?
You should have seen their faces. Everybody's just staring at me.
John, you know that stress triggers the delusions.
I know. But then on the way home, Charles was there. Sometimes I really miss talking to him. Maybe Rosen's right. Maybe I have to think about going back into the hospital again.
Come here. Maybe try again tomorrow.
you've known me forever.
Charles, you've been a very good friend to me. The best. I won't talk to you again. I just can't.
It's an honor, Professor Nash. Is something wrong?
This will be my first class. Good morning. Eager young minds.
It's never gonna work, John. You're just humiliating yourself. It's pathetic. You are being pathetic. I'm ashamed of you.
Solve Rima?
Well, what do you think?
Huh. That's an analog to Frobenius for non-commutative extensions.
Yes, it is. It only appears to work sporadically, so no. But I believe I'm making progress.
You're John Nash, right? Toby Kellett.
Hello.
I've been studying your equilibrium. The one you wrote here at Princeton. to come up with something totally original the way you did.
Yeah, I was young.
I've been developing a theory. I believe I can prove that Galwa extensions are covering spaces, that everything is connected, that it's all part of the same subject.
When was the last time you ate?
Excuse me?
You know, food. My wife. She loves mayonnaise.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Go on.
The functor is in the two categories.
Uh-huh.
Alicia!
I meet together at maximum speed of let's say 10 miles an hour. So you have a fly on the tire of bicycle B. And the fly, who can travel at 20 miles an hour, leaves the tire of bicycle B and applies to the tire of bicycle A, and backwards and forwards and so on and so forth until the two bikes collide and poor little fly is squashed. So this is the important thing about actually focusing in and comprehending the area that you're dealing with. Mathematics is very specific, and it is an art form, no matter what these people around here will tell you, especially the people from biology. You won't listen to any of those people. Let me go back to what you were doing before, because I think I might want to steal this if I don't get famous. I was thinking that I might teach.
A classroom with 50 students can be daunting for anyone. John, besides, you're a terrible teacher.
I'm an acquired taste, Martin. I was hoping there still might be something I could contribute.
What about the, well, you know, I've been gone?
No, they're not gone. Maybe they never will be. But I've gotten used to ignoring them, and I think as a result they've kind of given up on me. You think that's what it's like with all our dreams and our nightmares, Martin? You've got to keep feeding them for them to stay alive.
John, they haunt you, though.
Well, they're my past, Martin. Everybody's haunted by their past. Well, goodbye.
John, I'll talk to the department. Maybe in the spring.
Hey, Nash.
You scared?
Terrified. Mortified. Petrified. Stupefied by you.
Now, you ought best ring Alicia. You're going to get me in a...
I'll ring her.
Awful lot of trouble.
Thanks, Professor.
Goodbye.
Have a nice day.
Goodbye.
See you.
Papers in hand, Mr. Byers.
Yes, sir. Professor Nash.
Can you see him?
Yeah.
You sure? Positive. He's within your vision. Good. Forgive me, I'm just always suspicious of new people.
See you next week.
I'll see you next week. So now that I know that you're real, who are you and what can I do for you?
Professor, my name is Thomas King.
Thomas King.
Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you that you're being considered for the Nobel Prize.
Oh, forgive me, but I'm just a little stunned.
Well, over the past few years, your equilibrium has become a cornerstone of modern economics.
Well, suddenly everybody likes that one.
Yeah.
What about my work on other some such projects on that manifold embedding?
The application of your bargaining problem to FCC bandwidth auctions or to antitrust cases.
Antitrust cases?
Yes.
I never would have considered that.
Well.
I just reached some level of honesty that borders on stupidity.
No, you haven't.
Because I wouldn't have thought of that.
Shall we have tea?
I don't go in now. I usually just take my sandwich in the library.
Come on, John. Let's have some tea. It's a big day.
Well, most commercially available brands of tea are not suitable to my palate, you see. There are some northern Indian teas which are dense enough, and I enjoy the flavor that they have, and I have not been in this room for quite so many years. I wonder what tea they serve.
Thank you, young lady.
Things have certainly changed around here. I have a son that age. Harvey. I would have thought the nominations for the Nobel Prize would have been secret. I would have thought you'd only find out if you won or lost.
That is generally the case, yes, but these are special circumstances. The awards are substantial. They require private funding. As such, the image of the Nobel is...
Oh, I see. So you came here to find out if I was crazy. Find out if I would screw everything up if I actually won.
Dance around the podium, strip naked and squawk like a chicken, things of this nature.
Something like that, yeah.
Would I embarrass you?
Yes, it is possible. You see, I am crazy. I take the new medications. But I still see things that are not here. I just choose not to acknowledge them. Like a diet of the mind, I choose not to indulge certain appetites. Like my appetite for patterns. Perhaps my appetite to imagine and to dream.
Professor Nash. It's good to have you here, John.
It's an honor, sir.
Thank you very much.
A privilege, Professor.
Professor.
I've always believed in numbers, in the equations and logics that lead to reason. But after a lifetime of such pursuits, I ask, what truly is logic? Who decides reason? My quest has taken me through the physical, the metaphysical, the delusional, and back. And I have made the most important discovery of my career. The most important discovery of my life. It is only in the mysterious equations of love that any logical reasons can be found. I'm only here tonight because of you. You are the reason I am. You are all my reasons.
card in.
Bye-bye. Are you ready to go now?
Yes, I am. Yes, indeed, and yes, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you. What is it? What's wrong?
Uh-oh. Car outside. Still enough. All right.